Yeah, it was good. It was good. We got the tempo up, went down the field, and scored, and then came back down, had a good drive, put some more points on the board. So tempo was good. The efficiency was pretty good, and we stayed healthy for the most part.
How was it working with JC for the first time?
Yeah, it's pretty seamless. He's doing a great job. He is very intelligent, knows the checks. He's made a lot of good plays. He's not somebody you worry about, which is a good thing for him being his first year.
With the running game, you know, having Eddie out there as well, it's how beneficial can that be for guys?
Well, you need two backs. You know, you need at least two backs. And we think we got more than that. But having Eddie and James in there, the way they're running, is really going to help us out. So it's going to take some of the pressure off the passing game and give us some more one-on-ones outside for Jordy and Jarrett. Can only help us. Just got to keep those guys healthy and keep them running well.
Does a game like this say something about the value of practice?
I mean, I think practice is always important, but you know, these opportunities are important to get the tempo you're playing against another team. You know, they played very vanilla on defense. They didn't bring any pressure, really, than maybe one snap when we're out there. Didn't have Brockers playing, didn't have Laurinaitis playing. So that was good for us to run some plays against some other another team, but it's preseason.
Aaron, kind of along those lines, though, your numbers were good, Scott's numbers were good, Matt's numbers were good. Does that say something about the quarterback, I don't know if depth is the word, but the performance of that entire group in this offense?
Yeah, it's a good group. You know, it's a deep group. Those guys are talented players, and they both get an opportunity to compete for the backup spot, and both doing a good job.
All the hands in the face penalties, and the stuff, the major point of emphasis stuff is. What are your thoughts on that? If that carries into the regular,
it's way over the top. It's too much. The game's too choppy if they're going to call it like that. I don't know how many penalties. I would guess excess of 30. That's what it seemed like. So I know there's some issues in some of the other games with the amount of penalties called, but we had two touchdowns taken off the board. It's tough. I don't know how they can continue to ref it that way. But I know they have a tough job, and they're trying to make the right calls all the time. We know what they're emphasizing. We had some of this crew actually in our camp and talking about defensive holding, a little contact, hands to the face, and offensive pass interference. And you saw it there. You saw a lot of defensive holding calls. You saw a lot of you saw an offensive pass interference call, maybe two, and you saw legal contact, hands to the face, a bunch of them. It makes you, after a play, you know, especially a big play, you're always looking back, seeing if there's a penalty out there, which we don't want to get down that road too far. But hopefully it's preseason and they're they're working their kinks out as well. Apology accepted. I like the tempo. You know, we talk about that a lot in practice. It's tough to simulate unless you're in a game situation. You can do it for a time in practice, but usually you don't simulate 12-play drives calling that many plays. I think we had a couple of them, so that was good for us. I know that some of our guys were a little winded, myself included at times in those two drives, but that's what you want. You want to get your wind up in the preseason, and I'm sure the Rams players didn't mind it either because they were getting a good workout out there too.
Aaron, I'm sure your team is probably well aware of what's going on in the city of St. Louis with all the police unrest. And I'm just curious, coming here today, did your team feel like maybe this could help in terms of just offering a little bit of relief to the city of St. Louis? I mean, I don't want you to get too political here, but just what your thoughts were is playing here and kind of maybe taking a little bit out of what's been going on up north in Ferguson.
Well, I think a lot of us are aware of what's going on, but I don't think sports at times have been able to heal the country in terms of bringing people back together. But I don't think anybody looked at that and attached it to what happened in this area.
A couple more, Aaron.
Aaron, I know you haven't been on the field a lot with Jeff Janis, but has he caught your eye at all in some of the plays he's been making or any other ones today?
Yeah, he's made a few plays. He's athletic. He's fast. He ran his route, caught a ball, and outran everybody today. So when you're playing against the first string, you need to run crisp routes and make the plays over there. So Plays like today help him out confidence-wise for sure. You know, he didn't practice last week, and coming back from his ailment, he's been doing a nice job for us.
From your point of view, what's a perfect preseason game look like personally on a personal level? It was today pretty close to that.
Yeah, we scored and we stayed healthy. So that's kind of a perfect preseason game.
Just two drives on the field. Do you feel any more at ease with the offense perhaps compared to the years past? I mean, everything pretty fluid right now, I guess?
I'm in year 10. You know, nine of the same, the exact same offense. It changes from time to time, but new to a comfort level over the years, and it's just about playing the right way. It's about how you're seeing your reads and what your reaction time, and felt good out there. The line did a great job protecting, had a lot of time. Just move around the pocket, make some plays. The touchdown was a play where they dropped eight guys in the coverage, and line kept working, guys kept working, and that's what you want to see.